The point of living in the present moment and surrendering to the now is that everything is fine as it is, you know? And as I usually say, you don't deal with your problems in your thought. You deal with your problems through clarity. And thoughts are the tools that are needed then to create something out of it. As I said earlier, thoughts build structures. So the point is not that you want to avoid the downs and go only up in life. The point is that you know very, very, very well, deeply, that it exists of duality. Down is up disguised and up is down disguised. They're one and the same. And you cannot get away from that. The only way to get away from that is to accept both the up and the down in its totality. You cannot push one thing and crave only the other. Look, it's time to go up now. So up and down, up and down. Stay with what you're dealing with in the moment. Be where you are. Work when you work, play when you play. That's the way to be happy and gay. Gay was an old English word which meant happy also. Now it means something else. So, yeah. If you are calm and quiet and taking time in solitude, you will know, I'm checking for leeches, you will know that you get so many insights, so much clarity from spending time in nature, in solitude. And sometimes your thought processes improve. Sometimes you have an insight, but you don't have clarity. And that insight, over time, gains clarity as well. So all the intelligence, everything is you. You are that. It is in you. You cannot operate from a place of lack. If you operate from a place of wholesomeness, then you see how quickly life begins to appear wholesome, which is what the word healing actually means, to return to wholeness. So you are whole. The mind takes you away. You can get back by reclaiming the now. And even in the now, when you're having thoughts, if you know that you are in the now and the thoughts are about past and future, none of them exist right now. The now exists. You have better chances to deal with those thoughts because you've given the supremacy to the now, not to the thoughts. And the other thing is to think well, think deep enough, understand how rational work, how reason works, learn to, learn to understand how 2 + 2 becomes 4. And then so, if you have dealt with your thoughts, if you have made sense of life in the thought realm also, now you're fine navigating between the two worlds, the world of now and the world of thinking. When you're stuck in thinking, you can use your own thinking to get out of your overthinking. And when you are enjoying the now, enjoy the now. What else do you want? You will not be able to enjoy the now also if you keep on thinking that there is something that you will receive in life that belongs to the future now. You don't know that. You can strive for that for fun, for play, for just a challenge for yourself. But all this is just a play. Whatever heights you have to reach in life, you're already there. However high you want to go, you should know that you're already high. You're already hanging somewhere in the galaxy. You are exactly where you need to be at any given time. And it's the same point repeating again and again, that you have to know that all is here, all is now, because there is nothing else. When you start to gain clarity from a few different perspectives, it gets easier for you to just be, to simply be, and let happen what happens, and let come what comes, and let go what goes. Because before that thing comes or goes, during that thing stays, and when it leaves, your inner rhythm remains the same, or it fluctuates slightly and you get back to your inner rhythm. Trust your center, the centerless center, because there isn't an entity sitting inside, which is the center. It is only a psychological center. In reality, there are no centers. It's just one big hole with all of us playing a separate game while nothing really is separate. It is the illusion of the senses. On the third morning of my hike, what I'm thinking right now is that you need to keep that phone away. You need to stop going for cheap dopamine hits. It kills your creativity. It makes you so lazy and lethargic and uninspired and uncreative. So, if you are a creator, if you create something using social media and not consume, then at least you get something out of it. You build a community, maybe you make a side income, maybe you use YouTube to learn something and stick to very specific channels and not you treat it like a place which is filled with millions of options, but consciously engage with it. Because if you don't do that, then you have all these grand ideas of being somebody, doing something, creating something, fulfilling your desires, following your inner calling, but they remain in the head because you just can't act, because the energy that needed to be used for the act was used for scrolling and hopelessly checking your emails and WhatsApp and Instagram and whatnot. So leave that phone away and give yourself time to get really bored, really uncomfortable with yourself, so that as your emotions and your thoughts process without the aid of any specific tool, you get to have thoughts that you were not having before. You get to have ideas that you were not having because you didn't have space for those ideas. So keep that phone away and focus on living as clean as possible. Define your clean. Whatever makes you feel your best when you wake up in the morning. Whew, these stairs are not leaving me. Because when you feel good in your body, in your head, man, it's another level. Nothing can be compared with an excellent, healthy body and mind. It is the greatest wealth a human being can have. Because then if you fall down and crumble, you can get up and rise again. But if you don't have the energy, if you have taken the voice of the society in your head that now you're old, now you're supposed to have less energy, now you're supposed to not do what you did in your 20s, all of that, you will start to believe it's true. But don't be deaf to what society tells you. Listen to the inner voice. Let it tell you what you need to hear. You know? Life is short and long at the same time. And I wish you that you make the best out of it. What else can I wish for you? Our problem is that we don't want to get bored, but you have to allow yourself to be bored. You have to totally accept that boredom, monotony is a part of our lives and serves a purpose. Boredom is the rest that your senses need, that your body and mind need. You don't have to fill every gap with something. Do not act obsessively. Not choosing to act is also a choice. So choose wisely. You will free up so much of your time and so much of your energy by just staying away from your phone for hours in a row And it gets better with time, you know? It gets better if you are focused on your path. What do I want? What is the most important thing I need to do today? What would be the best use of my time today or right now? What is something that I'm resisting today? Can I go after it? What is something that I'm avoiding to do by doing all the other things, but not the thing that I must do? Look, we've all been there, avoiding that elephant in the room. But sooner or later, we have to notice it. And you get better. Humans are so adaptable. They get better at everything they put their heart and mind to. So, be a warrior. Don't be so soft and super duper sensitive. Or override these things. Be sensitive, feel everything. But at the same time, do what needs to be done. Don't wait for motivation. Don't wait for inspiration. Don't wait for a sudden push. When that happens, ride it, enjoy it. But when that doesn't happen, act from clarity. Act from purpose. Doesn't have to be one big life purpose. Could be a purpose at a time. A goal, a tiny little goal at a time. You know, the amount of time you give to any task, the task will extend to the time given to it. Same with energy, same with many things. So, put some timers, get things done, enjoy those tiny little dopamine hits, enjoy the feeling in your brain. And let me tell you one more thing. When you start to succeed in the things that you do, your threshold will keep on rising. So, my brothers and sisters, I hope you're ready to rise up to whatever life brings you. Because once you are really good at something, you can't go lower than that. You wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like it at all. You would need bigger challenges. You would want and create bigger obstacles. You will overcome them. And after an immediate euphoria, you'll feel sad. You will feel lost. And that's okay. Because you're not gonna act in life anymore based on sadness or happiness or the state of your emotions. You're gonna continue acting with clarity. Take the example of loving parents. No matter how they're feeling, no matter what shit is going wrong in their lives, they're available for their children to the best of their abilities. They're not going around telling their newborn babies, today we are too tired, we can't do it. So love yourself as much as you will or do love your children. Stairs, the height of 2,700 meters. Stairs all the way. Stairs all the way, keep climbing. Keep climbing. When you climb in the mountains, take short steps. When you get excited, you start to take big steps. Takes away so much energy. Take short steps. Make sure that your foot lands under your hip, under your upper body. Then your legs don't have to work extra. Your body somehow manages the whole weight. And you don't get tired. It's the same concept for running, same for hiking up. You don't get tired. Not as tired as you would if you leap forward. And the more you get tired, keep your hands bent close to your chest so the blood doesn't have to pump so far to the fingertips and come back. The more your body is closed, slightly leaning forward, hands close to your chest, what will happen is that the heart will need to pump less and breathe consistently. Breathe calmly. If your breathing is unorganized, haphazard, again you get tired, because all of these things will agitate the mind and the heartbeat. What you want are consistent rhythmic breathing and consistent rhythmic steps, and your heartbeat will become consistent and rhythmic, and you won't get so tired easily. You know, find your rhythm. It doesn't have to be as fast as anybody else's or as slow as anybody else's. It has to be your rhythm. When you go slower or faster than your own rhythm, you still get tired. So, especially if it's like a long hike, go easy. Yeah. As you can see, I'm reflecting on so many things at the same time. And the best thing for you would be to listen to these videos like a friendly chat with your friend, with your neighbor. Because I think I said it yesterday also, I don't want to make high energy unnecessarily loud and unnecessarily short because people don't have attention. I just want to go as honestly, as authentically as I feel. And if you set your expectations accordingly, then you may also enjoy it. You may also just put it on the headphone, go for a walk. Or a lot of people commented that when you're doing your artwork, you're listening to my talks. Sounds so beautiful to be in your artistic moments with you. You know, because my intention always is to get real, be real every single day. You know, I end my day with journaling. And I write whatever comes to my mind. But one thing I always do is to check in with me, to go inward and see if conscience is clear. There are a few tick marks, you know, I need to check, if not daily, regularly. If I'm not acting from a very low level selfish pursuit, if I really have genuine interest in you guys, if I really care, if I meet you on the street or anywhere else, would I be different than how you perceive me on your YouTube videos? So, all these questions I ask myself and feel really calm to know that my heart and mind are in the right place. So, that also means to go against what the algorithm likes or what you guys like sometimes. But again, I'm here for the long game. Let me tell you this today. I'm not here for 1 year or 5 years. I plan to keep on sharing with you for the rest of my life. And the money will come. The money will go. Money will not be a problem. That has been my conviction all my life. And I started this life from a really poor place, economically speaking, also. Yeah, from various angles. Okay, let's pause here and we'll continue. That is just another thing that I would like to share right now is to live below your means. And as the more you discover that the things that make you really feel fulfilled and whole and just good in general, they don't cost so much money. And so you save so much money because now you're not trying to gain happiness or pleasure or contentment by driving big cars or drinking every night or unnecessarily socializing. And every time you go out, drink a coffee, at least 4 or 5 euros, dollars. And every time you go for a lunch outside, I don't know, 20, 30, at least. And you don't realize how these costs add up. So you need to decide what your money is worth and where would you like to rather spend your money. I would rather spend my money while traveling and live frugally. Maybe I go once or twice in a month to go out eating in a restaurant. Coffee is more often because I work on my laptop in some coffee shops, but still like 2-3 times a week. But also because now I can afford it. Now, a few years ago, I wouldn't do that. So you see that if you live minimalistically over the years, like even in 4 or 5 years, you will see how much money you can save. And then that money can be used for the things you want. For example, I'm not shy spending my money on buying books because that's investment and I'm investing in myself. So I would rather invest my money and buy assets than to spend my money, you know? I taught myself how the share market works and I make a little bit money from there as well. I taught myself how YouTube works and I make a little bit money from there. Okay, all this fluctuates, but the addiction of getting a monthly salary, I don't have that. I have the unknowingness of knowing, can't frame this sentence. Basically, I can't know how much money will come to me every month. But then I realized I don't have to think in monthly terms because I'm not getting paid monthly for anything. Money is coming regularly or not coming regularly. So anyway, not to drag the point out, the point is this, that when you get disciplined, because you get to have clarity, because now you know what you want, your time, your free time, what the hell are you doing in your free time? Exercise, eat clean, cook at home, listen to nice podcasts and talks, get your work done, you know, and go for a run. All this doesn't cost you money. And then don't go necessarily socializing. Use your time to learn, upgrade your skills. By doing all of that, you improve the ability to earn more later. At the same time, you spend less right now. Look at this. The stairs. They just won't leave us. And I guess I just won't stop talking about it. I'll edit all these parts out. Let me tell you the creative process of recording these videos. I open the camera and I talk and I continuously keep talking and I forget who I'm talking to and I realize I'm talking to myself. I'm self-soothing, self-guiding, self-criticizing, self-everything. And then I edit the unnecessary part out and share the rest with you. So that's what it is. I don't know. I feel like our society, the way it is. Okay. I feel like the way our society works right now, we're losing human touch. We're losing genuine connection. Everybody's busy flaunting their lifestyles and shying away from showing their real self. And those who are showing their real self, they are dramatizing it. They're putting a camera on their bed, crying on the camera, sharing all the shit they've been through. I don't know, I find it very dramatic. If I would put the camera and cry, I feel ashamed of myself for, and I'm saying this why, you know what? I'm saying this because when I saw it a couple of times, I was okay. Then all these things become trend and everybody begins to cry. Like there was a time, every other yogi on Instagram, so-called yogi, were getting naked. They all had to get naked. They all had to embrace their body. I totally understand. Alone, in summer, in my own flat, I also remain naked and enjoy it. but I don't make a thing out of it, and definitely not join the trend, because that brings the views and everything. Same with dancing. A couple of people started dancing on Instagram, and now everybody dances. And now is the time for crying. People cry and show their vulnerability and share extremely personal moments to everybody. I think it's not fair for the other person, because when you share personal stuff, which includes another person, I think you're crossing a boundary by talking about the other person. I feel like you lose the humanity. You're not empathizing with that person anymore, because you hate them so much, because they've hurt you so much. But anyway, that's just me blabbering. You do you, okay? I feel the need to always remind you, I'm no expert, just another human being. I would talk to you in the same way if you were hiking next to me. So just, that's that. Exercising my right to speak as politely as possible, but as honestly as possible. So, yep. Check in with yourself when you wake up, when you go to sleep. Don't go to sleep without reflecting on the day. Don't wake up and rush to activities. Check in with yourself. Look at how things are and what your plan and intentions for the day are. Don't wait for an extreme event to happen to shake you and break you and force you to contemplate and reflect on your life. Do it every day. Do it especially when everything is going right. Do it in all the weathers. I do subscribe with the idea that an unexamined life is a life not worth living. Beautiful. Okay, I rest my tongue here. Oof. Now crossing the mark of 3,000 meters. You know, one more thing that I want to share with you is very simple. All the things that I share with you are very simple. You know what most people need in our world, in our time? The most they need is encouragement. They need to just be told that, yes, you got it. Yes, you can do it. Because people put themselves down, and people put people down. And everybody is putting everybody down. Everybody is walking around with low vibration. Just be kind to them for no reason. They are your brothers and sisters. It's one human race. Whenever there is a possibility, appreciate people. You know, when you see something in someone that you would want to have in you, and envy and jealousy come as your automatic response, override that with a conscious response. Practice it and say, I'm actually happy for this person that they got what I wanted to get. Anyway, gaining of one thing is always loss of something else. So in absolute terms, there is no gain or loss. It's a perceived gain or loss. When you gain something, when I hike this mountain, I miss hiking in all the other mountains. So that's the trade-off. So be happy for people who achieve what they achieve, and tell them. Tell them you're proud of them. Tell them you see them, how much hard work and effort and luck and whatnot had to be in one place for them to get where they got. People's eyes light up, and I would say more so if you are somewhere around my age, which is mid-30s, and you meet people who are in their 20s. They are young, they're starting out, they're confused. Imagine how you were when you were 20. So when you see them doing things that you know are not good for them, when you see them being loud and noisy and you don't like it, override that impulse and really see them and really encourage them. Really tell them that, you know, things get better. Whatever you have learned, you know, share with them calmly, quietly. Lift people up. That's the message in short. Lift them up, man. When everybody is happy, content, joyful, they light up everybody else around them. So these things have a ripple effect. You will begin to notice it in your life and in your lifetime. And don't think about the overall state of the affairs of this world in those moments. Think about one person at a time and just be there for them. Be kind and gentle and generous and unselfish in those moments. People need encouragement. People need more love. Whenever I'm lifting up the young people, either through my YouTube videos or in person when I'm meeting them, I'm always telling them that, look, there's always a chance that you fail. But don't focus on that, because there's equally always a chance that you succeed. And so go all in, man. Go all in. And the effort is worth it. Not necessarily the outcome. The effort is worth it. Their eyes shine up and they begin to believe in themselves. This is so beautiful. Can't you see that? Do you do that? If you do that and you have something to share from that, share it in the comments. A lot of new subscribers, they tell me that they enjoy the comment section here. They find it really high quality. I find it really high quality. I love the people we are who are connecting through this YouTube medium. Look, I'm climbing stairs all the time, so bear with me with my each breath and each word in between. I do really believe and think and feel that you people are amazing. Your comments, even though I don't reply to all of them, because it's becoming increasingly hard to reply all of them, but I do read all of them and I do reply in my head to you. Looking at my lifestyle, some people are quick to assume, as I read in the comments, that I was born with a silver spoon. And I would like to remind you again and again that it cannot be farther than truth. On the contrary, I was born with a lot of material lack. And it is a mix of luck and stubbornness on my part and a lot of hard work. Although, to me, most of the times, all the hard work was chosen. I always did what I wanted to do. I was afraid all the time, but my fear was a fueling force for me. So even now, life is uncertain. Even though it looks like I have everything sorted out, I don't. And that's okay. Because until now, until the age of 36, I'm living as I would like to live. That I'm proud of myself. That I'm not sacrificing, that I'm not compromising on my values, on my own rhythm of life. So for luck to be in your favor, you need to be really active and connected and practical and pragmatic. So luck can easily find you. You need to be out there in the marketplace. So if luck is looking there, it finds you there.
You cannot just sit and wish. But if you wish a lot, visualize it, imagine it, and do the work that needs to be done, you will see that you can live up to your own expectations. I didn't know. I grew up without a TV, without a refrigerator, without a motorbike, without a car at our home. And to imagine traveling the world, to imagine having money, savings, investments, and all that was a far-fetched game, you know. But I taught myself. I didn't like institutionalized learning so much, yet I did my master's. But I've been always educating myself on things that I want to learn more. And thinking long-term helps. The first few weeks are so frustrating. You feel like you're so dumb, you don't get it. But repetition is amazing sometimes. And you start to get it, you start to feel it. It starts to, every single knowledge, when you become knowledgeable in that, appears common sense. Most of the things are based on psychology and common sense. So with patience, with determination, and with the long-term thinking, you can learn things. And the more you add up learnings, the more confidence you gain. And life will show you that no matter what you plan, something else happens. But things do work out. This is mysterious. This, you cannot pinpoint how it works. But you definitely need to keep on doing what you need to do. And then you leave the rest to the universe. And the universe just wants to be there for you. It likes you. And you like doing what you do. You're just happy with the results. You like what you like, what you're doing. And even when you give up the expectation of what will come out of your hard work, the hard work begins to pay even more only then. So do not think that someone else's life is better than yours. You can change your life. Now, I'm not saying just because I came from such a low level of economic conditions that everybody can get out of it. But it starts with knowing deeply that yes, you can, that there's no other way. This is the only way. I'm not able to convey what I mean by all that. You know, it is not about you. It's not about me. It's about curiosity for life that makes you do things you do, that makes you learn things you learn. A lot of mosquitoes biting. That curiosity for life becomes larger than your life or my life. And then you can't help but not stay low and not accept the low frequency lifestyle. You cannot simply live a mediocre life. And it's mediocre in your own opinion. So, for example, my life can be called a mediocre life from many perspectives. But I feel like I live fully. I feel like I'm here, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I always give my best, even at my worst. And so you decide. I'm not calling you mediocre. You decide if you live mediocre, if you're living up to your full potential or not. Because sometimes the anxiety I feel within me, I observe it. And this is what I've come up with, my understanding of my anxiety. Something within me tells me that I'm built for more, and I'm built for something bigger, larger. It's not egoistic. I don't feel it like Hitesh is becoming big. Just life in this vessel, in this container. There's more that needs to happen. So if I lay around and waste my time and start to have thoughts that I'm wasting the moments of this life,
I look into my anxiety and I realize that it's just telling me, you haven't arrived. Keep going, brother, keep going. And the moment I set on my path, anxiety is gone. It's gone with the wind. All that, I walked now. The sun is really strong up here, even though it's not all the time. There are too many clouds. But feel the sun really strong. This is where I'm reaching the moment of a little bit of a test. And the masochistic side of me loves it. Oh, if I don't really get tired, if I don't really feel exhausted at the end, did I even work out? Did I even do anything? You know, even this you get used to. And as I said earlier, I think that no matter how hard you become, it'll become your baseline, and you will only feel truly satisfied when you do something harder than that. So be aware of that. Don't think that something that was making me happy before, how come it doesn't make me happy before? Because you are here to grow and evolve all the time. You are a spiral that needs to keep going upward. So the moment you stop feeling pleasant and adequate in your being, it's time to do something else. You cannot get rid of action. Every step feels like 100 meters. All right. You know, the kind of thinking that does not help you at all is that you think you deserve something, is that you believe that you were wronged and you have to take some kind of revenge, that you need to show them, that you need to prove them. You waste so much energy, and also you strengthen the idea that you were wronged. You strengthen your belief system that says you don't deserve it, that you're not good enough. People said something to you, you're carrying them for so long. Reminds me of a story. Two Buddhist monks were going around, and when they were walking beside a bank of river, they saw a little girl crying. And so one of the monks went up to her and asked her, "What happened, little girl? Why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, when I left my home, which is on the other side of the river was gentle and I could easily cross it. Now the river is flowing very strongly and I cannot cross. I cannot get home, and that's why I'm crying." The monk said, "Don't worry, I'll carry you on my shoulders." So he took her, put her on his shoulders, and helped her cross the river, dropped her by her house, and then the monks continued. A few hours later, the second monk asked the first monk, he said, "Did you not realize that you just committed a sin?" He said, "What sin?" He said, "Don't you know that we're not supposed to touch women?" And the first monk said, "You know, I left that girl 2 hours ago. You're still carrying her. You're still carrying her. That's what we do. Make yourself completely afresh every moment. Every moment, write on an empty slate. Every moment is your fresh beginning. Have this attitude. Buddhists call it Shoshin, the beginner's mind. Have a beginner's mind. You will still be affected by those things, but you will learn to override those impulses and thoughts. So you need to always think of what you can do right now and what is the most important thing to do right now. Taking revenge on someone, spending your life, why would you spend even a minute taking your revenge on someone? Do not strengthen the idea of separate selves. You know, we are living all together in a soup of existence. In Romanian, they say, cu de toate. It's with everything. So, everything is in one existential soup. And What you're doing is you're doing to yourself everything. The kind acts of deed, the kind deeds, and the hurtful deeds. You're doing it to yourself.